You know, after looking at the film, nothing much has changed. You know, we didn't start off the season the way we would have liked to have started the season. We were hoping to get a victory here at home. And, you know, as we played the first half, it looked like that we might be able to get that done. But in the second half, we didn't play good enough to win the game, and consequently we end up losing the game. And even though we don't like losing, particularly at home, you don't like losing, and don't like losing anytime, really. But with that being said, there were some positive things that occurred in the game. And so what we have to do is we have to build on the positive things, try to eliminate the negative things, and we have a short amount of time to try to get that done because, you know, you play again on Sunday, and we have to travel to play on Sunday. So that's what we are focusing on. I think that there's some talent on this team, and when they play the way we want them to play, they are effective and they get some good things done. And so offensively, I was pleased with the way the offense moved the ball the first half. You know, disappointed in what happened in the second half. Defensively, we couldn't stop anybody on defense, and so that's a problem when you're not able to stop them on defense. Now, there were some close ones. You know, there were some close third down plays where we were close on the plays, but we didn't make them, and so it's not good enough when you don't make them. And then we had a couple special teams errors that hurt us during the course of the game. You know, so all of those things put together, you end up losing the game. And so we have to try to get that fixed, get it ironed out, and do it in a short amount of time. So with the injuries in the game, there were no major injuries. You know, every game there are bumps and bruises, but everybody was here working today, trying to get themselves loose, trying to work the soreness out, and beginning to get ready for the game next week. So with that, I guess the other thing that will be major is Tomba's return. And we have a day. They give us a day to make this move with Tomba. So we're not making the move today. We'll make the move probably tomorrow, and then we'll bring Tomba back. And that gives us an opportunity to look at the team and decide who we're going to make the move with, because when we bring Tomba back, we have to get rid of somebody. And so we're going to do that tomorrow. All right, so with that, I'll open it up.
When you said bring back, you're just talking about roster sense. Is he here today?
Yeah.
So you're just talking about active roster.
Yes.
Romeo, did Matt do everything you wanted him to do in the second half?
No. You know, I mean, we had three turnovers in the second half. And when you turn the ball over, that's critical. It's hard to win in this league when you turn it over, particularly when you don't get anything in return either, you know. So three turnovers were critical, and they hurt, definitely.
Besides that one pass though across his body, is there anything else he could have done turnover-wise?
Well, I mean, there was one sack that he took, and I thought maybe he could have thrown the ball away rather than try to make a play with it. You know, but for the most part, Matt did a good job of looking at the fronts, adjusting the calls that we had, getting us into good plays, and then that showed up in the first half. In the second half, particularly after it became a two-score game, I think that we lost our focus a little bit. And when I say we, I'm not saying Matt lost focus. I'm saying we as a team lost our focus, and some individual breakdowns began to occur in the second half that didn't occur in the first half on both sides of the ball. You know, and so that's one of the things that if you're going to be successful in the NFL, you have to be strong-willed and be able to work through those situations when you're behind, you know, and you have to work through them, and you got to play your technique, do your job, and all those things that we preach to them on a daily basis, that has to occur in the game. But you know, players, they have their egos, and they attempt to try to help their team. And so sometimes in trying to help their team, you know, they decide they want to try to make a play. And in an attempt to make a play, sometimes that goes the wrong way, goes the other way. And some of that, you know, occurred during the course of the second half.
So what was really different between the two halves offensively for you guys, do you think?
Well, one was they played better defensively. You know, they looked at what we were doing in the first half, and then they made some adjustments. And we were trying to continue that successful path we had in the first half. And then, I mean, you know, we drive the ball 10 plays down the field on the opening kickoff in the second half and come up with no points. And so I think that that began to let some of the air out of the balloon. And then as soon as we come up with no points, they take it and then they get a touchdown. So now you're down two scores. And so the time on the clock was also moving. And I think, you know, we started to press a little bit and not do what we had done in the first half.
Of the guys who didn't play yesterday because of injury, does anybody have a significant chance of playing this week, do you think?
Well, I think the situation is the same, Adam, as far as we have to wait to see what they can do as far as practice goes. You know, they were all here today. I think that, you know, Toribio is limited and will be very limited. All right, Bailey is limited. Lewis, you know, he's limited. And so those are the three guys who are the most limited. But everybody else should be able to practice, and then we'll see what they can do.
Well, some of it was preseason, obviously. Do you have any sense of trouble with confidence with the defense right now? Because they've had 3 out of 4 games with pretty bad outings.
Well, you know, like I say, 2 of them didn't count. This one counted, and that wasn't a good sign. But as you looked at the game, there are some good things that did occur in the game. You know, in the fourth quarter, you make a third down stop in the fourth quarter when the score has gotten up there already. And a lot of teams, you know, don't have enough to pull it together to make that kind of play. And so there were some good plays that were made by the defense, even though, you know, we didn't play well enough in the passing game, but there were some good plays that were made. You know, and the fact that we were able to stop them when they ran the ball, I think that was a positive. You know, we were able to get some pressure on the quarterback, but the ball was coming out quick. You know, so you got to give those guys a pat on the back for getting the ball out quick. But, you know, Houston was in the quarterback's face a couple times, along with the sack that he got. You know, we had some push on the pocket, but they were able to make the plays. And like I said, we were close on some, but we didn't make them. So, you know, it's encouraging when you see that you can be close on a play. Now what we have to do is we have to do that a little bit more that we need to do so that we can make the play.
Well, you know, there were a lot of similarities to this game yesterday to the opener last year against Buffalo. Particularly defensively. Was there a reason for that for the slow start defensively last year and again this year?
Other than the fact that we couldn't stop the pass, you know, I mean, I can't say. I don't even remember what the rushing yardage was last year.
They did a better job running the ball.
Last year,
yeah. The results I'm talking about, points, the results.
Yeah. Well, the fact that we were able to stop the run yesterday, I think that's encouraging for me. Now, the points are the points, and we lost, and there's no getting around that. And, you know, sometimes in this business, when you lose, no matter what else you do, it doesn't make any difference, you know. And we lost.
You finished the year strong. I think you were probably pleased with how you finished the year defensively last year. Most of the players are back. All the coaches are back. What changed from the end of last season until now?
Well, every year is a new year in the NFL because nothing, you know, like you say, the coaches are back, but the team doesn't stay the same. You know, you've got new people who've added to the team, and they are playing in the games. And so it takes a while to develop that chemistry, and you try as hard as you can in training camp to develop that. But until you start playing the games, and the guys have pressure on them and have to make plays in pressure situations, then that's when that chemistry begins to mold together and the unit begins to become more of a unit.
Is there anything you can do to speed that process up, or you just have to let it take its course?
Yeah, well, I think you have to let it take its course, which you do, and you go from there. I mean, you know, like last year, I mean, the first two games defensively weren't very good at all. But you keep working with them, and then toward the end, you know, turned out to be halfway decent.
You're not suggesting his absence, if he had played, you would have won yesterday. But how much does Tomba mean to this team?
Well, we all know that Tomba brings a lot to the table as far as his ability to rush the passer, you know, and when you have that kind of pressure that you can apply to an opposing offense, that's good for us and bad for them, and they have to be concerned about it. You know, we'll get him back, and hopefully he'll be at a level that he can impact the opponent. And then be able to help us win some games.
When you were drawing up a defensive game plan last week, how much did you feel like you were handcuffed or limited by the fact he wasn't there?
Well, you know that we were limited a little bit, but we also felt like that the guys we had behind him would have to step up and do the best they could to try to help the team win. And that's what you do every week, because in the NFL, you don't have all your players healthy for every game. And so you're going to miss some guys sometimes, and then their backups have to step up to try to help you.
Cope, how those guys grade out, Reeves and Elam and Studebaker?
Well, Studebaker, he graded out pretty decent. I mean, you know, he's a good solid player for us. Elam is a good solid player. They tried the best they could to help the team.
Well,
I said that those guys would have to go out there and see what they could do, and Flowers fell into that collective group, you know, with Brown, Flowers. Derek played, so we don't have to worry about him.
You talked about how when things are kind of going in the toilet, you got to be strong-willed and stick to your plan.
Uh-huh.
Is your team's have enough strong will? I translate to mental toughness. Does your team have enough mental toughness?
Well, not in the second half, you know, but I think that the team has good ability on the team, and they have good mental ability, and we will continue to work with it and develop it as we go along.
It seems like they let that field goal really affect yesterday.
Well, that's what happens. You know, when you're working hard to try to get something done and you come up with nothing to show for it, well, that's a little depressing sometimes. And that's when that will, you know, you have to have that strong will or that strong sense of purpose to overcome the negative plays and then go ahead and let's play the next play.
Is that disappointing to you that they weren't able to overcome that missed field goal?
Well, in my mind, it wasn't so much the missed field goal by itself. All right, it was the combination of the missed field goal and then the immediate touchdown to follow it, all right, which made it a two-score game. And you know, sometimes when you have hope, hope can do a lot of good things for you, you know. And as long as it was a one-score game, I think that there was good hope, you know, on the team. And then once it became a two-score game, then some of that will weakened just a little bit, all right. Now, even though that will might have weakened a little bit, they did not play the game. They didn't quit playing or anything like that because the offense continued to move the ball. The defense were able to get that third down stop I talked to you about in the fourth quarter, and they were still hustling to the football and doing some positive things. But at that point, you know, the score was such that it was going to be hard to overcome.
That mental toughness, if you need more, how do you get it? How do you and your coaches create a situation where you can develop that?
Well, you know what? How we used to do that back in the day, back in the olden times, as my kids tell me when I talk to them about olden times, they said, "Dad, those were the olden days." Well, in the olden days, you know, we'd have those contact padded practice for however long it took, you know. But this is a different day and age, and so we have to work within the rules that are set forth. You talk to them, you show them tape, you try to get them to understand that every play is a play that must be played, in the NFL, and that the game is not over until it's over, and there's always a chance and an opportunity for you to make a play to give your team some momentum, and then before you know it, you're winning the game.
How would you assess your running game yesterday? You had the one big hit, but besides that, there's quite a few negative plays and such. Just overall, how would you say the running game was?
The Chiefs' running game, right? Okay, I think what we gained like 152 yards or something rushing the ball. So I thought it was pretty good. Now, those negative plays, most of them came in the second half, I believe, and came back to back, as a matter of fact. But, you know, like on one of the negative plays, he runs it into the pile and then he tries to bounce it out and we lose five. You know, now some guys bounce it out and run for a touchdown, but we lost five, and so now we have to deal with that second and 15 play instead of a second and 7 play, which it would have been if he had stayed in the pile. But, you know, when guys try to make plays, things like that happen.